Yesterday, Krishna Janmashtami, very nicely we observed. And I heard whole night you was here and heard about Lord Krishna from Sripad Bhakti Sri Goswami Maharaj. And now I am so old, not so old, but physically I am ill man. I cannot participate with you and I am very sad for that. But I, after hearing enthusiasm of you all, I remember my past times as a young boy. Before Nandotsav, Janmashtami Bhog, we are preparing, and whole night Nandotsav Bhog we are preparing for next day. And I am getting that smell, you are also getting some smell. It is very nice inspiration coming from you all. Everywhere Krishna said, you glorify the devotees, and that will be more beneficial to glorify me. Sadhavo hidayagamajjam sadhunam hridayantaham madannatte na jananti nahangate bhomanagapi. Sadhavo hridayagamajjam means my heart captured by sadhus and sadhus heart captured by me. They do not know without me anything, and I cannot tolerate without them anything. Jidaragaru putrapto pranan vitta mimang param hitvaman saranang jata kathang tang raktamutsai. Everything they given for me, offered to me, their wife, their children, their family, their wealth, their mind, everything, they always engaged for my service. Which way I can forget them? This is the meaning of sloka. When I heard this morning, I am hearing little sound because I cannot sleep properly. But I am thinking Paramahansa Maharaj and others, they had some discourses going on, but it was big discourses. And I am feeling, I am living in St. Petersburg temple, not this hotel-type house. That's also manifestation of Lord Krishna with Radharani there. And actually oldest deity, the Radha Madhav, this name. And Radha Madhav come out in, and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada also like the name Radha Madhav. Kangsari Rapi Sangsaru. This morning I am reading this sloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This morning. Kangsari Rapi Sangsaru Vasana Baddha Singhalam Radha Madhaya Ridae Tattaya Braja Sundar. The Krishna was so much attracted with Radharani, and he taken Radharani, he gone away from the Rasa Leela, this type of attachment with Radharani, and unique theory and philosophy or everything you can say, written in the scriptures. Many things in the scriptures, when it will reveal to you, you will understand something, no doubt, by the grace of Gurudev. It must reveal in your heart. So much contradictory matter in the scriptures. And you will be happy when you will see Krishna himself breaking the law, himself breaking this, himself breaking that. You will be surprised, what is this? The little child when playing, wrong or right, anything will do. Father, mother is happy with that, always. Vedic knowledge said, ke Bhagavan is Nijalabhapurna. This Sanskrit word, Nijalabhapurna, means he himself full within his own, he himself is full. No deficiency with anything. But when you will hear, he is searching, where is Radharani, where is Radharani, then automatically this theory will come in your mind, what is this, Nijalabhapurna? It is false evidence. No. This type of so many things in the scriptures. But devotees have no problem. They can harmonize the character of their Lord with everything. So many Mahishi, so many friends, so many relatives. But Krishna's mind always attracted with gopis. Krishna jataka khala sarvottama narolila narabhaputahar saru gopavesha manukar navakishur natabar narolilar hayonuru. He studied Sagarmaya's son, some Garga Sangita. Why Krishna is Shyamala? Why Krishna is color, dark color? Shyamala. Like Garga Rishi, he also questioned and gave an answer. Because the Sringara Ras, that means Madhura Ras, Madhura Ras's color is Shyamala color. And he is the god of Madhura Ras, Lord. This type of many, and a question, answer, everything, it is ailing in the heart of the devotee and they are getting answer automatically. Today is Nandotsav, Nanda Maharaj's house festival for birth of Krishna. When Yashoda, Mother Yashoda have got sense back and she have seen his child is very sweet child playing within this some bed, and she was very stunned to see the beauty of Lord Krishna as a baby Krishna. Then he called to everyone, Yari, already baby born and no, I was fainted and no one feel that. Yeah, come and see what is here. And everyone come from the house, Rohini Devi also come and taken the baby Krishna and they enjoy. And Nanda Maharaj, after hearing, he have got one son in old age, and he was too much ecstatic and enjoying with other gopas. Nandostat majayutpanni jatal haru mahamana. Then he given so much wealth to the poor, to the Brahmins, to everyone who is coming to see, and who is coming, they are also coming with the milk, with curd, with yogurt, chana, dadi dugdha ghrita chana, many things they are bringing. What written in Srimad Bhagavat about birth of Sri Krishna and festival in the house of Nanda Maharaj, that expressed the devotee in Bengali poetry also. So many, they have written this. Nandir mandire re goala ilo dhaiye hate nori kade bhar nache theye theye. In the Nanda Mandir, temple of Nanda Maharaj, house of Nanda Maharaj, because Nanda was king of the gopas, so many, the gopa with the ingredients, presentation, they come to Nanda's house, and because they are Gwala, they milk product everyone's house so much, and they have taken that milk product, and someone rich there with gold and jewelry, etc., etc., for presentation of that new boy. Not only Gwala come in the form of Gwala, so many demigods and Shiva, Brahma, they also come to see Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Nandir mandirere gwala ilo dhaye hate nari khade bhar nache the the Shiva nache, Brahma nache, Ar nache, Indra Gokule gwala nache paiye Govinda. Shiva, Brahma, Indra and other demigods, they also come in the form of human as Gwala, and they are also dancing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That time not was gun, that time was arrow, etc. for fighting. But Gwala's protecting weapon was stick. They was very good stick player. And they started to play with stick in the big courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And throwing their milk, doi, curd, etc., etc., and making sleepy
Mexico.
That.
Mexico.
And playing the stick. In Navadvip Chaitanya Saraswati Math, there also Guru Maharaj, he organized, when I come, because I born in stick players' village. They are all very stick playing. I also can play stick. Yes. That time,
I
now.
I saw that in Vrindavan, such a simple thing. Bruce Lee.
Anyhow, and that play, Guru Maharaj, there is so many Gwala, and a Janmashtami day, Nandotsav day, Guru Maharaj had a stick play in Navadvip Math. That time not Mandir not was there. And big field was there, that place, and Gwala they are playing stick, we are giving some prasadam today, that day. And also in the village, they are playing narkel. Narkel means coconut. Coconut, they are giving some one person and he is holding coconut and other trying to take from him.
Like
rugby.
Right there.
Rugby.
Oh,
Australia.
Now we understand what is the connection. Football.
Yeah.
It's a Bengali play.
Yes, that coconut. Mane, who will take coconut? Again, another coconut we are giving. And someone holding and playing to take from him. In this way, up to 10 coconuts in one house they are spending for the play. House to house they are going, whole village. And so many coconuts they are. Coconut and palm fruit and coconut. Coconut is expensive and palm fruit is easy. A few years in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, Navadvip Guru Maharaj enjoyed with this function. Then after some clash come, two-party clash, and they are hitting head, blood falling, etc. And Guru Maharaj stops.
It's too dangerous,
man. Dangerous, then violence. It's gone violence character.
And came to Australia, now they play this game.
Yes, we have seen in television.
Yeah.
It has been, very serious play. And
French.
People also very strong. And Gwala also was very strong. We have seen many Gwala. But not only Gwala. In my birth village, there are Brahmin, Gwala, Shudra, everyone playing stick. That was tradition. And now, gun and bomb, then no stick play. Character of the people fully changed now. But one day was very nice character. I also, when doing gardening in Chitra Sarada Mat, in junior age, that time I am collecting some Gwala boy and they are helping me. Sometimes I am giving some singara to them, mane samosa, and they are gardening with me. Full of the mat was flowerish and many things. Krishna given much respect to the Brahmin, no doubt, but Gwala was his own man and friend. When Brahma tested to Krishna, he is really God or not, suspected. Then Brahma taken the cowherd boy, stolen, and cows also, stolen and kept in a cave, big cave. And after 1 year, when he come back and have seen Krishna playing outside with his friends, and cows also happily they are eating grasses, and Brahma thinking, some way they come out. And he immediately gone inside of the cave. There also he has seen Krishna. They are arrested and seated, playing something. And with cowherd boy and cow, Krishna is there. Again come out and seeing the Krishna playing with the cowherd boy and cows, so many. Then Brahma understand that this is the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Then Brahma fell down to the lotus feet of Krishna and told, Yenomitrate Brahmapushi Tari Dambaraya Gunjavatansa Paripinchalasanu Mukhaya Banna Saji Kavala Vitra Vishana Venu Lakhasri Mridupade Pashupanga Jaya. O my Lord, I bow down to your holy lotus feet. The first he not told feet. I am seeing you are like beautiful cloud in front of me, and your garment is like lightning color of Brahmapushe Taridambaraya. The cloud and the lightning together, I am seeing as you are in front of me. Every part of body of Lord Krishna, he prays with that within this sloka, and finally he told, you are really born in Gokula, house of Nanda Maharaj. And when Brahma said, you are my father, you are my creator, and Krishna was laughing and told, I am cowherd boy, which I am your creator. You have 12 feet long beard and I have no beard. Which yes. I shall be your creator. And then Brahma said, Prabhu, not to cheat me again. I am very foolish, I cannot understand your glory. And I stolen your friends and cows, everything. And they will come out now. Actually, I want to know who are you, for that I have done it. But really, I cannot understand who are you. I must confess, you are avang manasa gochara, but no one can understand fully. Jananta eva jananta kim bahuktya name prabhu sarira manasa vacha vaibhavang tava gochara. Who is telling, I know you, he can say. But I must say, I cannot understand your glory. Many times he is forgetting. And why we not will forget? After the birth of Lord Krishna, the festival in Nanda Maharaj happened today, and every temple observing this type of festival. It is written in Srimad Bhagavat, Harivamsa, many Puranas, the story of this. Jai Om Vishnu Vasudeva Bhaktira Kakshita Deva Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
All the assembled devotees ki jai.
Jai,
jai Nanda Maharaj Rutsav ki
jai.
All the St. Petersburg and Moscow devotee ki
jai.
Today also Prabhupada is Abhibhav, no?
Yes.
Prabhupada is Bhaktivedanta Swami is Abhibhav today. We are doing festival in our mart, Navadvip mart, and other mart also we are observing that, because he is the great acharya in our society, in our sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. So great acharya. He is born in Vaishnava family. His father's name was Gaur Mohan De. Name showing how much they are attached with Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Deva. By the grace of Uddharan Datta and Nityananda Prabhu, they are all enlightened by pure devotion to Lord Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu, he teach the Gaur conception. Mahaprabhu teach to others Krishna conception, but Nityananda Prabhu preach Gaur conception, and Nityananda Prabhu's sloka was that Jabhaja Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Laha Gauranga Naam Jijan Gauranga Bhajishyahaya Amar Pran. You please worship Gauranga. You tell the name of Gauranga. And with Gauranga you chant the Harinam Sankirtan, you start. This was the sloka of Nityananda Prabhu. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam. And that Nityananda Prabhu, one very dear disciple and so rich disciple named Uddharan Datta, he was same family as Srila Swami Maharaj. Prabhupada also born goldsmith family. And Uddharan Datta, his business was gold business. Then naturally they are enlightened by Gaura consciousness as well as Krishna consciousness. His father Gaur Mohan De, when Prabhupada born, he seeing the form of the boy, he was very happy and given name Abhay Charan. This way Prabhupada born in that family and grown. Still Prabhupada's relatives, they are coming to our mart. Few months ago also came. Anyhow, Prabhupada studied in Scottish Church College, very famous college. Scottish College, Christian College. Then, from there, for the maintenance of his family life, he taken some service in medicine product at Kartik Bose's laboratory. There he taken some service, long time. And he make one. Later, leaving the Kartik Bose's laboratory, he make his own laboratory, Bhimaltar Laboratory, in Allahabad. And there Guru Maharaj also went to preach, and naturally they have some attachment. And in Calcutta was their house, and there was business. There also was one rented big house, I heard from Guru Maharaj. And finally, Prabhupada met with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and become very close friend with Guru Maharaj. Mostly learning lifetime he spent with Guru Maharaj. His business also spread it up to Bombay, and there he have got so many friends and taken Srila Guru Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, like this 4-5 person, and introducing his friend circle for preaching Krishna consciousness. And there was one temporary ashram in Bombay. I do not know so details, but like this, his lifestyle was in Bombay. He is managing their preaching party. We heard Prabhupada introducing, and Guru Maharaj, he is telling Harikatha, and Madhav Maharaj, Hayagriva Brahmachari, he is mixing with other person and family very closely, and Gosai Maharaj collecting. That was their style. This was their preaching style. But his feeding style was little luxurious. He always liked some ghee. But Brahmachari, they are not putting ghee in the roti. And he is giving much objection many times. We heard from Swami Maharaj this. He is telling, something ghee must you will give in roti, otherwise which of you will eat roti? Bombay to Allahabad, Allahabad to Calcutta, come back. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur disappeared. That time in the Gaudiya mission was some disturbance, and Prabhupada, he had much faith and friendship with Guru Maharaj. He is considering him as his Shiksha Guru, and for that he given to Guru Maharaj to room in his house. He have two house in Calcutta, a rented house. There are two rooms given, and we stayed there. When I come, I studied Sanskrit to stay there in that room. And naturally, under guidance of Srila Swami Maharaj, we are staying there, because Guru Maharaj is not staying Siddhakanda Banerjee Lane, but time to time coming for preaching purpose. And there Prabhupada started preaching with Guru Maharaj, taking Guru Maharaj, not with Guru Maharaj, actually taking. Time to time he is taking Guru Maharaj preaching so much, and that time he published maybe 1944, The Back to Godhead, English magazine, because Saraswati Thakur told him, you must try to preach English-speaking society. He tried heart and soul to preach Krishna consciousness, and for that hampered his business. And finally he lose his business. That was Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane's history. Then you know Prabhupada's character, he took in sannyas, and after sannyas he come to that time he, Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane, he is translating Srimad Bhagavad Gita, also Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita, Guru Maharaj said me, you learn from him Bhagavad Gita, and I read from Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. And he is taking us for preaching Krishna consciousness door to door that time, making meeting, etc. After sannyas, he stayed in Radha Damodar temple. They had taken one room and tried to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. and how much successfully he have done, you can feel it. First one year was very hard to preach Krishna consciousness, but after that, door is open and Prabhupada entered whole Western world. I am telling, we are entering into the Western world by the grace of Prabhupada, because Prabhupada makes a tunnel, demolishing the ego of Western world, religious mentality, Western religious mentality, demolishing and preach Krishna consciousness, and make a big tunnel, and we enter through that tunnel. He given Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he given Gokula Darbhaji Maharaj, he given Sargoswami and Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu and supremely Sri Krishna consciousness. And you all have got the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnupada Srila Bhaktivinoda Khakshidhata Goswami, who was his teacher, almost you can say, teacher, Siksha Guru. That means he told Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru means teacher. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, he told his Siksha Guru, his Guru Maharaj. It is recorded in tape and published by Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, that tape. I have also much affection from His Divine Grace. He given many letters to me. At that time I was not so interested to keep letters. And now, what good result we are looking at all over the world about Krishna consciousness. But he was the first man who entered by the grace of his Gurudev in this world. That time he wants to preach in Russia also, but not was possible openly to preach in Russia. But at present you are seeing you all the devotee of Mahaprabhu and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And year after year now, Krishna consciousness so fast spreading in Russia by the grace of Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. His preaching life was so big and great, and only within short time I cannot express everything. But what is practically we are seeing here, that miracle, yes, Prabhu?
No, Maharaj, I was just going to say, you're the first to preach the conception of the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Maya in the Western world.
Yes.
That's my only point.
But all come through the grace of Guru Maharaj, grace of Srila Prabhupada. I have not mixed with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but I have got mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada also was so merciful to me, and I was fully surrendered to them, and for that some knowledge also come to me. Now no one person cannot compete with our mission, no doubt, but it is the capacity of the devotees. Anyhow, so that Prabhupada's birthday is today, and Prabhupada has so many disciples, is very much affectionate with me also. Actually my mission, and they are the guardian in my mission. Now Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math all over the world, 60 centers almost, and prominent center must be 50, no doubt. I, 16th time, this is 16th time, come out from India for preaching But it is my good experience and hopeful experience. I can say in Russia how much enthusiasm and sweet devotee I have got, I cannot express by mouth what was expectation of our gurus that you all fulfilled, actually. And you all worshipable, that is my feelings. Jaya Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Jaya Om Vishwanath Srila Bhakti Rakat Siddhadeva Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jaya Param Gurudev Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Ki
Jai.
All the assembled devotees Ki
Jai.
Jaya Nanda Mahamahotsav Day Ki
Jai.
Bhakti of Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Rinam Sankirtan Ki
Jai.
All the assembled devotees ki jai, Haridas Thakur ki jai, Guru Pramanande.
Jai Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Sundar Dev Goswami Govinda Maharaj ki
jai,
Guru Pramanande.